Shalom Aleichem, Rabbi Kovacs here. Mishnah Yomi continues in our third day of Makot. We're in chapter 1, Mishnah Dalet. Eina Eidim Nasin Zomamin. Witnesses do not become Zomem witnesses, scheming witnesses, Od Shia Zomu et Atzman, until they scheme themselves. Now the Mishnah explains, Ketzad, how does this work? Amru, if they said, Me'idin Anavish Ploni, Shargana Nefesh, we saw Ruvain kill Shimon, murder Shimon. Amru Lahen and other witnesses say, Hey, Chaten Meidin, how can you make that testimony? Shehari Hanerog, Zay, Shimon, the victim, Zay, Oahorig, or the murderer, the accused murderer, Reuven, Haya Imanu, Otam Yom Bekamploni, they were with us in Las Vegas that day, they weren't in Philadelphia with you guys. Ein Eilu Zomamin, these first two witnesses are not Zomamin witnesses. Now, obviously, the judges on the court aren't necessarily going to accept this testimony if they're saying they saw a murder in Reuven and Shimon in Philadelphia, and in fact, there's an alibi, and the alleged murderer was in Las Vegas. But they don't become actual Eidim Zomamin, even if we don't accept their testimony. Aval, but Amru Lehem, the mission continues, if they said, Hey, Chatem Eidin, how can you witnesses testify? Shrei Atem, Hatem Imanu, Ota Hayom Makam Ploni. You witnesses were with us in Las Vegas at the time you said you saw a murder in Philadelphia. Hooray, Elu Zomamin. V'neharagin al pihem. Behold, they become Eidim Zomamin. And if there was a verdict to convict the murderer on their word, and then they were made Eidim Zomamin, they could be executed by the court for their crime of false testimony. On to Mishnah. Hey, bo acherim. If a new set of witnesses came, the hizimum, and made the second set of witnesses to be Eid Zomim. Remember, there's an original set testifying about a murder, and then the second set comes and says, you were with us in a different place, and now there's a third set saying that the second set was actually in a different place, that they could not have seen that testimony. Bo acherim hizimum, now there's a fourth set. Afilu mea, even 100 pairs of witnesses is coming to disqualify the witnesses prior. Kulam yaregu, they could all be executed as Eidim Zomamin if all of them are indeed found to be scheming witnesses. Rabbi Yehuda Omeri disagrees. He says, Is totis hizu. This is a conspiracy. This is some sort of setup where the accused murderer has hired or gotten his mafia buddies, his criminal enterprise, to undermine the testimony of anyone who will testify that he's actually the murderer. So it's really, some sort of conspiracy here. And therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda, ve'eno nehareget ele katushon bilvad. So therefore, only the first pair of scheming witnesses would actually be executed. The other ones, we might throw out their testimony, but they would not be executed. Of course, in such a situation, the judges would be aware something's going on and would make efforts to investigate their testimony, as we learned about in Sanhedrin with Drisha and Chakira, and really try to figure out who's actually telling the truth here. Though it's interesting, the Bar Nura brings up the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda, the halacha is like the sages. So if all of them are legitimately found to be Eidim Zomamin, there could be more than one set of witnesses executed as scheming witnesses in one murder trial. Shar Kohachem, Tizkuli Mitzvot.